Start. You can start.
Hi, hello everyone. I'm Dame. I'm software engineer at Signify, formerly Philips Lighting. So my quick my light talk is about Flutter and React Native. It's not a comparison. It's just I'm not comparing. It's just the end. It was VS. Then I removed them. I put end. I just want to clarify what's different between them. So let's first speak about how we used to develop a mobile app before. So there is a native solution, and there is it was also a hybrid solution. So for native solution, so you have two most used platforms, Android and iOS. So for Android, you have your kernel, and then you have your hardware, and then you communicate with hardware with some C and C++ library, and then this C++ library provide an API, for example, for Android, for Java, and Kotlin. And for iOS, it's most same, but with another language like Swift and Objective-C. Okay, but people start to development becomes really hard, so you cannot do something really quick. So we got another solution, which is a hybrid solution. So the idea is that you have an app, but inside the app, you just run an extension of a browser, for example, Chrome or something. And then you write your JavaScript and your CSS, and then actually this JavaScript CSS communicate with the native APIs. But the issue with this one is that people start really feeling that the app it's really slow because you are loading a lot of JavaScript and CSS in your app, and then there is a latency and there is an issue. So people start to think about something new, not native and not a hybrid solution. So they come with a compile to a native solution. It actually started with React Native. It's an open source project from Facebook. And then there's another